It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE and WFAE.org. I'm Marshall Terry. It's been nearly a year since a fire devoured an apartment complex under construction in South Park and killed two workers. Now state fire officials are hoping new stricter rules designed to keep construction sites safer will prevent such a tragedy from happening again. Gavin Off wrote about it for the Charlotte Observer. He joins me now. Remind us first just what happened in South Park May 18th last year and whether anyone was held accountable.
Yeah, so a 239-unit apartment building off of Liberty Road Drive was under construction when a generator's diesel motor caught fire. And the generator was in a trailer that also contained some spray foam insulation, so that ignited too. The entire building went up in flames, trapping and killing two workers who were on the sixth floor. Now, following the fire, the North Carolina Department of Labor found 8 violations at the site. One citation found that the building's exits were not arranged in a way that could give workers an easy way out. And the two workers who died, DeMonte Sherrill and Ruben Holmes, they were 460 feet away from the building's only exit. Now, we talked to the boss afterwards, and he said they would have had a chance to get out had there been a second way out.
Now, you write the South Park building was a specific type of construction known as a podium or pedestal style. What is that, and why is it relevant?
Yeah, so a podium style is essentially consists of a bottom story of non-combustible material. You can think concrete or steel, and the upper floors are built of wood. It's relevant because fire officials say these buildings, especially the large ones made of small pieces of wood like 2x4s, they can burn hot and fast, and then the whole structure can collapse, which happened in South Park. As one Charlotte Fire Department official told us afterwards, there is nothing to stop the smoke and the fire.
How common is this type of structure in Mecklenburg County and across the U.S.?
They're common. When the South Park fire happened last year, the county estimated that there were about a dozen of these buildings in Mecklenburg. And talking to fire experts recently, they said across the country, they're all over. In fact, they pointed to similar fires, big fires in Prescott, Arizona, Sacramento, California, and Raleigh back in 2017. The difference with those fires, though, no one died.
So the state fire marshal's office wants to adopt most of the latest National Fire Protection Association standards. What's in these new standards that's different from what's already in place?
Unlike the previous editions, the updated codes include an entire chapter on improving safety at construction sites involving large wood frame buildings like the one in South Park. The chapter includes two specific requirements that state officials think would really increase safety. One would have an independent fire safety manager on site and doing daily inspections. The other would require that the site turn into the fire department a fire prevention program. Now, this document outlines a number of things like the number of exits, where the exits are, where the combustible materials are, and how to warn people if a fire actually breaks out.
Now, how would these new rules affect developers?
A good question. I haven't heard any pushback or negative effects from developers. In fact, I was told that the American Wood Council and the Apartment Association of North Carolina are on board.
So these new standards still have to be approved in North Carolina, right? When would they take effect, and any chance that that doesn't happen?
Well, they've been approved by the North Carolina Building Code Council, and then on April 30th, they go before the North Carolina Rules Review Commission. I'm told that they should pass without any problems. Now, if they get the okay from the Review Commission, the updated codes will go into effect January 1st, 2025.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Gavin Off with the Charlotte Observer.